Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking in today's program, obviously not baseball. We're going to talk about the secret to being overcomer and some of the things that others have done in their lives to step outside of physical limitations. But you may have personal limitations and you may, you know, feel that, my goodness, you know, I'm setback after setback, struggle after struggle, hardship after hardship, and you don't see where that, you know, you can make it. Well, we want to encourage you today that you can make it. All things are possible for those who believe. And in Christ, you're more than an overcomer. Mm-hmm. You know, you're more an overcomer because God has overcome everything. And he's conquered death, hell, and the grave. And if God can do that, my goodness, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Ask the woman in Philly who took care of the guy on the subway that we talked about. She knew who was on the inside and she dealt with it. But we're going to talk more about that in today's program. Also, seeking the Lord while he may be found. There is a time to seek the Lord, but when the time is up, the time is up. And we want to make sure that we encourage you in that as well. Steve's going to be talking about entering the rest of God, and we're looking forward to that as well. But I want to jump right into how many times, you know, we enter a place in our life maybe, or we come to a place of being discontent. Many people are basically struggling with all kinds of obstacles. And we live in a society and a culture that basically has huge expectations for things to be perfect. I mean, it has to be ideal. It has to be quick. You got to go to a baseball game. You got to be entertained. Every 5 seconds, you got to be entertained.
For more than 4 innings.
You can enjoy, but we have a society that wants instant gratification. Uh-huh. And they want all their desires met. Mm-hmm. And they want it met now. And most of all, they have this sense that life owes them something. No matter what, you know, life owes them a good time, let's say, I mean, at a ball game, owes them a good time at home or in games or whatever. Life owes them a good job, a good spouse, great kids, and they're sadly disappointed when they realize that life just happens. That's not life. You know, Jesus already told us that in this life, you will have troubles. Mm-hmm. You will have trials. You will have tribulations. Mm-hmm. But cheer up, because I have overcome the world. And Jesus was an overcomer. And the truth is that all of this self-focus and all of this, you know, these mindsets where the world owes me basically results in countless hours of focusing on what appears to be the problem instead of focusing on the solution. You know, when you're constantly involved in woe is me, I'm constantly focused on the struggle, constantly focused on the obstacle, what you're doing is magnifying the problem because you're focusing on it. And David found out that the key was to magnify the Lord and to make God in his own eyes bigger than the things that he was facing. And that's the thing that we need to do. We need to stop focusing on the trials. We need to stop focusing on the hardship, the thing that just happened last week or 2 minutes from now, and talking about it. You're exasperated by it. You're frustrated about it. And it's like, knock it off. Mm-hmm. Put your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. And when you put your eyes on the Lord and you put your eyes on what God can do, those troubles seem to go away. Because you're not magnifying them. You're not paying that fire at your feet any attention. And it's amazing how bad your situation may appear when you're just focusing on yourself. But when you venture to peek out the window or look across the street or look across your town and the world and see other people suffering, you may realize that your situation is not bad at all. And Paul tells us in Philippians that he learned the secret. That's what he says in Philippians. He's learned the secret to being content. Paul said, listen, I know what it's like to have a lot. I've had seasons in my life where I've had a lot. And he says, I've also known how it is to have a little. Mm-hmm. He's experienced both in life, and maybe you will, most probably you will, experience those seasons in your life, times of tremendous blessings and then times of tremendous difficulties and trials. But he says, I found out the secret, and we want to share that secret with you. He says that in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I hear that scripture quoted as a motivation, as a source of inspiration, and as a quote just to for people to apply to their lives just to accomplish something. But I don't believe that that's the true context of a meaning of what that scripture means. It says, I can do all things through Christ. I think that what Paul was trying to say is that I can endure, I can have grace to overcome, I can have the ability through God and the anointing on my life to go through any situation that I face. And that's what grace is. Grace is the supernatural ability to do what you could not do on your own. And when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how we can excel in this grace. Mm-hmm. How can we excel in this anointing in our life to rise above the trials, to rise above the struggles, and to be more than a conqueror. To be an overcomer in God. God has called us to do great exploits in him because we know him. But do we know our problems more than we know God? I want to encourage you, put your eyes on Jesus, that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And that's what's happening. Your faith is being tested. You're being tested and tried. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? You're right in the middle of it. And you could either, you know, ignore the trial. You could focus on the trial. You know, you can fall back and be destroyed by the trial. Sometimes you just got to step up. You got to step in, and you have to step through. All three are important in when it comes to facing your trials. You got to step into the situation and say, I am in this trial. I got to face the fact, like Abraham did, that, listen, I'm 100 years old and my body's as good as dead. I got to face the fact. I got to see this is reality. But just because we face reality doesn't mean that we have to, you know, submit to reality. The truth is that God's truth supersedes fact. Mm-hmm. Fact may be one thing, you know, I'm sick right now, but God's truth is that by God, Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And truth always can deal with facts. And so you got to face the fact. You have to face your trial. You have to step into the trial and decide that through Christ, I can do this. I can humble myself. I can lean on the Lord, and God can empower me to supernaturally go through. Mm-hmm. Because once you're in the middle of the trial, you can either shrink back or you can go through. And you don't want to get weary.
Yeah, and the rest of that scripture you just pointed out in James, it also says perseverance. Oh, actually, back up. It says because the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so you can be mature and complete and not lacking anything. The problem is most believers, when these trials face them, they run from them. Yeah. That's why we've got so many immature believers.
Yeah.
You know, I remember times in my life where things would hit me and I'd fall flat on my face, you know, because I failed the test miserably. But I had the boldness at that time to say, all right, Lord, I know I messed up. Could you give me that one more time?
Yeah.
I'd like to mature in this because I know it's a weakness in my life.
Yeah.
And it's so important to God. I mean, even in that situation, that opportunity came that night or the next day.
It came very soon thereafter. But God is faithful. He will let you. Okay.
But it just goes to show how important it is to God because he wants us to grow. And when we get that perspective of just saying, okay, I really missed that one. I really need to get this. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like when you see it come again, it's just like, okay, I need to respond like Jesus would respond. Or God, help me to see what I need to see in this room. Right. I need to learn what I need to learn.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's important. It's important that we understand what's happening and that we don't waste the trial. And I like what you said, Pat, that you were saying, listen, I mean, I failed it. I need to go through it. But this is what develops you. This is what develops you as a believer to be able to go through the fires. I mean, a lot of people want to see, you know, Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, and I want to see the lions get lockjawed and not bite me. Well, you got to first go into the lion's den. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to have the victories, but they don't want to have the battles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to have the testimony, but they don't want to go through the test. And the truth is that when you go through the test, when you go through the trial, that there's an anointing on your life now because you've overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You've went through. You got to step up, step in, you know, and go through these things. And now you have an anointing on your life to overcome. And you can bring others through that same trial, through that same struggle, because you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only take people to the place that you've been. And so we want to be able to approach mm-hmm. God humbly and say, God, help us, empower us. Empower us
mm-hmm.
to go through.
Right.
And not shrink back. We are not those that shrink back and destroyed as are not destroyed as Hebrews says, but we are those that advance and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to watch as this is amazing. Oprah had a life class with Rick Warren, and in this life class, you're going to see something remarkable by a young man named Nick. When we come back from this break, we're going to share with you a little bit of an inspiration, if you will, about what you can do when you put God first in your life. And we're talking about being an overcomer and not letting trials set you back, but in God overcoming. And when the church, a few of us get together and we become overcomers and we help other people become overcomers collectively mm-hmm. together as the body, we're stronger that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're not only united with each other, we're bearing each other's burdens, but now we also have a multiplied exponential anointing, if you will, to help and go back and bring others with us so that we can continue to do great exploits for God. But I want you to see what happens in this life class with Rick Warren and Oprah Winfrey as they talk about, dealing with, with the cards that you're dealt with, and a surprise guest that's in the audience, and how he has overcome in his life. Watch this.
Let me just say to all of you on Facebook right now, to everybody who has a complaint on the tip of your tongue, I want you just to shut your mouth and watch this tape, because Pastor Rick had one request for tonight's show, to include a man who he says is one of the best examples of winning the hand you're dealt. This is going to shut your mouth. It's going to shut your mouth. Just close it right now. Take a look at this. Born in Australia without arms or legs, 30-year-old Nick Vujicic has become a symbol of triumph against all odds. His inspiring YouTube videos have been watched over 100 million times.
It's a lie to think that you're not good enough. It's a lie to think that you're not worth anything.
But the road to self-acceptance was excruciating for Nick. For years, he was harassed and tormented at school. When he was 10, Nick attempted suicide. After years of feeling worthless and alone, Nick's awakening came while reading an article about a disabled man who refused to let physical limitations hold him back. In that moment, Nick says he discovered the power to take control of his life, and he has. Today, Nick surfs, he snorkels, he golfs, and plays soccer. He's traveled to 44 countries with his message of hope.
Even the worst part of your life can come together for the good.
And less than a year ago, Nick married the love of his life and danced at their wedding. Nick's in our audience tonight. Say hello to Nick. We're standing up for Nick. Now, this is what's so unbelievable. As you've heard, people complain about the spots on their face, and people complain about not having a boyfriend and not being able to have the mates of their life. What happened to you that you were able to take all of take your chemistry, being born with no arms and no legs, take your connections, your relationships, your life circumstances, mm-hmm. your state of consciousness, and then choose, make the conscious choice yeah. that you were going to take all of that, which the rest of the world looks at, you know, undeniably as a pretty bad hand, and that you were going to turn it into something, you were going to be exalted by it. What happened to you that you were able to do that?
Oprah, I know that you love to think out of the box and have things outside of the box in your show.
Yeah.
And I know that you love illustration. So if I may illustrate in about 180 seconds, can I do something a little crazy, but it'll
certainly
be powerful?
Go
Is that
right
cool?
Here.
You got a camera behind me, right?
Yeah.
I got to show you. Come, come, come. This step right here, is there enough light here?
Okay.
The chemistry. I was born without arms and legs. The chemistry I could not change in my life. I know that God didn't give me this pain, but what the enemy tried to use for bad, he turned into good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, the connections. I want to tell Porsche, look, I'm a guy, I love cars, okay? And I love Porsches more than Ferraris, okay? And I want everyone to know that we are wonderfully and fearfully made.
Yeah.
And until you can actually understand that we are all wonderfully and fearfully made from God, I want you to know that you will always be trapped and chained and you will be stopped. But when you have the incredible power of faith in action, nothing holds you back. And you're beautiful just the way that you are. No worries. For me, I felt the connection.
Yeah.
For me, in my life, I'm thinking, man, I'm not going to get married. I can't even hold my wife's hand. What connection am I going to have? But you know what? All things come together for the good for those who love him. Then, this is a little bit high. I'm going to break my arm, man. This is pretty crazy. All right.
I'm going to break my arm.
Circumstances. Being born without arms and legs, man, it's all about choice. You asked me what it was. I had parents who were my heroes. They always said, you can either be angry for what you don't have or be thankful for what you do have.
Yeah.
Do your best and God will do the rest. Then consciousness. Because I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And the renewing of my mind.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I knew that I could be unstoppable.
Thank you. Absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. Nick Voyachek,
wow.
No arms, no legs.
Mm.
And you think about, you have problems?
Wow.
Yeah.
You have struggles? Listen, it's not to minimize the things that you're going through and things that you're facing, but I would dare say that someone that has no arms, someone that has no legs, and has overcome such physical limitations is absolutely amazing. It's a testimony to us of how wonderful and how beautiful God is and how God can redeem any situation. So, yes, I mean, you may be facing a trial that you actually caused. There's some trials that we go through that God sovereignly brings us into. But there's some that we bring ourselves into. No matter how you got yourself into this mess, rest assured that God is the one that can certainly get you out. And don't waste the trial. So many times people waste the trial. They complain about the trial. They magnify the trial. And they make it, you know, they wear their trial like a badge of honor and saying, listen, it's not about the trial. It's about the one who can bring you through the trials, the one who can help you to overcome with him. And, you know, the only person who's a candidate for a healing and to see a miracle is the person that's actually sick. Outside of that, you're not a candidate for a healing.
Right.
And if you want to see a miracle, maybe you got to be in a place where a miracle is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see the hand of God move in a powerful, powerful way. I love what he says, that what the enemy meant for evil, God turned for good. And that's what you got to say today in your own situation, that although this may be bad, although this may have resulted because of what the enemy has done in my life or my family's life, I'm not going to get bitter, but I'm going to get better. And I'm going to overcome and I'm going to begin to trust God in my life. I'm not going to get angry, because that's what you can do. You can get angry for what you don't have, as Nick said, or you can begin to be joyful for what you do have. And I'm telling you that we live in a society that really you got to pinch yourself. I was just having this conversation last night. I mean, in a society where you have, you know, 24-hour television, umpteen thousand channels, internet galore, multiple tablets and iPads and iPods, you have all, you know, today you have two and three vehicles in the home, TVs in every room. I mean, we have so many things at our disposal and so many things that we can look at that help us to get beyond our natural borders or even our own hometown. Mm-hmm. The person who lives in a population of 10 can still explore the world from the most rural areas. Think about that. And yet, with the amazing abundance of food and the different taste that we have and all the different things that are available to us to consume and eat for our pleasure, all the different activities that are available, America lives for fun. I mean, tourism, believe me, as long as people are going out for tourism and having fun, they will spend dollars upon dollars upon dollars to medicate themselves in the area of entertainment. And yet, if I would dare say, if you found the study of people that were the most depressed across the board, I'll be almost willing to guarantee, I don't have any scientific proof of this, but I'm almost willing to guarantee that you would find the most depressed people in the world in the United States, the people that have are the most blessed, because they always want more.
That's
and
sad.
It just helps us. Isn't it sad?
Mm-hmm.
But can't you see that that's true?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I think it goes back to just like the significance of what Nick had said. It's just like what the enemy meant for evil, God used for good. And it's just like the only thing the enemy has is lies, is accusations. And what you're saying is just like the abundance of the blessings of the Lord is so much is around us, that the enemy does all he can to get us turned off of that, turned off of what Jesus Christ has done in your life, what he's done, the blessings. The list is endless, and that's all he can do is try to get you to turn away. And that's like you're saying, that's that choice of just saying, you know, look at all of this. Look who's done this, and turning our eyes back to the one who's worth it, who's worthy of our eyes being continually focused on him.
Yeah. I mean, so many people give up because they're so focused on instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
How does this meet my flesh? How am I satisfied? They can't be entertained. You can't have conversation because folks are constantly in their Facebook and constantly in their phone. They have to be getting updates to what's happening. It's like a constant thing. And the truth is that how can we, you know, grow in life and in God if we can't bear each other's burdens, if we can't have meaningful dialogue, if we can't turn off the noise, if you will, and begin to care about our neighbors, care about the people in our own house, and say, you know what? There's a struggle here. There is an opposition here. I'm going to get outside of self-focus, and I'm going to get focusing on others. I'll never forget, you know, I heard this, that you want to get over something in your life? Take the focus off of yourself and get lost in someone else's life. Get lost in helping others. There is no, you know, no greater remedy, if you will, than to put your eyes on Jesus and on people that are hurting and people that have a lack in their life and those that are struggling by helping them. And you being Jesus' eyes, hands, and feet, believe me, you'll be able to live a rewarding life. And as you're focusing on the needs of others, amazingly, God will focus on your needs, and your needs will be met. Oftentimes, God's house is left desolate because so many times believers are focusing on their own house. And when we put God's house back in perspective and we care about the things that are most important to God, believe me, it's people, because none of the stuff you can take with you, you never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
No.
The only thing you can take with you when you leave this earth into heaven is souls.
Yeah.
And what we do for others matters. So I want to encourage you. You can be an overcomer. The secret to being an overcomer is that you can do all things through Christ, who empowers you and gives you the grace to supernaturally do what you could not do in your own strength. When we are weak, he is strong, and he gives grace to those who are humble. you can be an overcomer today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.